There we go. How's that? Is that better? Is this down where it's a good target? Okay. Well, let's have a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for gathering us to your Son. As Jesus said himself, that every one that you send him, you will in no way, no wise cast out. Lord, we fell into that, many of us, some years ago. And we thank you that, Lord, we have found you. We thank you, rather, Lord, you have found us. And so we rejoice and praise you for making us your body, your representatives on this earth, your imagers on this earth, and building us together into that great body that one day will manifest itself to the universe. And we thank you that we are a part of it. We are humbled, and we are beyond belief the wealth that we have. So, Lord, we come with boldness, confidence, Amen. Because of what you have done for us. And we ask now, Lord, that you will open the word to our hearts. We pray, Lord, that each heart here will have a real touch from your presence. As Moses said, we won't get up from here unless your presence goes with us. Lord, he saw the imperative. Lord, help us to see the imperative. We cannot, without your presence, be Emmanuel, as we already sang. God with us, it's a fact. It's not a holiday hymn alone. It is an everyday event. God is with us because you are with us. So we thank you. Bless your word. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. So if we could open our Bibles as an entry point into our continuing in Hebrews. Let's open Romans chapter 7. And we'll just read one verse because this will be a good verse to remind us where we jumped off into the helplessness Hebrews gives to the readers who are reading his letter, and the same helplessness we all feel when we come up against the things we talked about. And I will remind you here in a minute. Romans chapter 7, verse 24. Oh, wretched man that I am. And you'll notice the exclamation point. Now, the Greek does not have exclamation points per se. It's all in the structure of the sentence, but it's there. It is deliberately provided by every translator I could find that this is an exclamation point. Paul is speaking, of course, of himself. The horrible disappointment that he was to himself. Now, if you haven't reached that point a few times in your life, you don't know what a blessing it is, actually. You are probably the most disappointing person that you will ever meet. How's that? But who are you disappointed in? Yourself. I think it goes right in and hooks right into what Paul said. I'm the chief of sinners. I'm the worst sinner I'll ever know. I think that's what Paul meant, but I could be wrong. Paul knew himself. He knew lost opportunity. He knew deliberate rebellion. He knew his heart. He didn't express it outside, but it was there. And so this morning, we are that wretched man. Who will deliver me from this body of death? I thank God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Now there's another translation that I'd like to read that I rely on lately is the New Living Translation. Recently came out about 5 years ago, maybe a little longer. Came out of Talbot, actually. And here's what it says, which I think gives a nuance. Oh, what a miserable person I am. And Paul was talking about what he wanted to do. You remember, what I wanted to do, I don't do. And what I want to do, I have a hard time doing it. And so he struggled in all of his religiosity as a Pharisee. He discovered the honest truth was he was the worst he would ever meet. But he said, what a miserable person. Who will free me from this life that is dominated by sin and death? Thank God. The answer is in Jesus our Lord. So we can kind of see what's the nuance here. The nuance is that Jesus is the antidote. Jesus himself, his person, him with us all the time, and learning, of course, how to walk with him and trust him and rely upon him is no easy task. And we are often confronted with the most difficult obstacle to that is not our circumstances, it's us, it's me. I'm the obstacle. And yet, God in his grace has chosen to save us and to allow us great access, something our brethren in the Old Testament did not share. They could not come near. And we're gonna read this morning in Hebrews that we can come, not only can we come come near to God, but we can come with boldness and confidence. So this morning, if we look at this verse out of Romans as a kickoff point to where we're gonna go, which will change, we're gonna kind of change with the author, that the author's offering an antidote. And that antidote, of course, is a high priest, but a different high priest than what they, of course, we're used to.